I'm here to show solidarity with protesters across the world and to protest against another Tory government. We're fighting against austerity and we want to stop it in its tracks now.
What concerns me is we've got a Tory government who are the very people responsible for the kind of crisis that we're in the first place. And now these people, instead of taking the responsibility of causing the crisis, they're now blaming immigrants, they're blaming the poor, they're blaming the vulnerable, they're blaming people who can't afford to pay rent, they're blaming the homeless, people with disabilities. In other words, they really just want to kick the poor. And I think it's a disgrace. I think it's absolutely abominable. And I think people have recognised that, and I think people are going to fight this government for the next 5 years until we get a real alternative. Polling on the issue.
They've immediately announced yet further attacks on the ability to protest, strikes as well, cutting benefits. It's very clear what this government is about, and it is about destroying the working classes.
Well, I voted SNP, so obviously in Scotland it feels incredibly democratic, but that's a kind of hangover from the referendum. And in local elections in Scotland, we do have PR, and we've had PR for some time, and it works really, really well. Every morning there's a new announcement, and this is just the first week. What is it going to be like in year 3, 4, 5? It's quite horrendous.
It's the cutting of public sector, really. The NHS and fire brigades and everything, they're tearing apart the whole system of that, and that's really devastating for the people.
Mainly the NHS, I think. You know, I just think it's absolutely outrageous. All our ancestors fought so hard to get the NHS, and it's a really amazing, amazing thing, and we all need it. Everybody in the country needs it. So why people have voted against it just is baffling to me. And I don't think the people that voted for Tories actually realise that that's what they're voting for. I think there needs to be much better media coverage of what the parties actually stand for and what they're actually doing.
We want human rights.
Lots of people have come here to protest against this Tory government and all the austerity cuts that they planned. It's really great because instead of people being despondent, people are actually being galvanised to resist and to fight. It's all based on this market, which is putting more and more money, is going up to the top to a handful of people, and it's the people at the bottom who are having to suffer the consequences of it. They're practically giving our National Health Service away to their friends. There's so many of these Tory politicians have got shares in all these private medicine companies, and they're all making money out of it. I mean, it's just totally, totally corrupt.
The level of austerity in this country has got to an unmanageable level, really.
We don't think that the government are going to help artists at all. We know that for a fact. Yeah. Arts funding is cut to the core already.
I've lived under a Tory government before. I've had a business under the Tory government. I've lived through the recession that they brought on after the last time they were in power for 3 terms, and it was an absolute nightmare, and I can't handle the idea of it happening again. There is no future for our children, whether they're educated or not. You know, the way the economy works at the moment, as we all know, is detrimental to the environment. And, you know, I don't need a lot to live, you know, just the basics.
It's an amazing turnout for something that was organised so spontaneously. Why I'm in radical opposition to the Tory spending cuts, they are based on an economically illiterate policy designed only to transfer wealth from public hands to the hands of the rich corporate institutions that back them. Austerity has been unanimously rejected across Europe and in the United States, which is a very heavily capitalist country, because it simply doesn't work. The austerity project is based on 2 academic bits of research, both of which have been debunked since the initial onslaught of cuts back in 2010. They've been debunked by institutions, not massive radical lefty institutions, but by the International Monetary Fund, which is one of the sort of international bastions of capital. My husband was born with a birth defect, which means that he requires very extensive surgery about once every 10 years. Without the NHS, he would never have been born. He would certainly not be alive today. and I am absolutely petrified that the war on the NHS that is being waged by this Conservative government is going to kill him in the future. The NHS is there for everyone. It is one of the things about being British that we can be truly proud of. And they are desperate to cut it up into little pieces and sell it off to their corporate friends and to large American multinational health companies, which will be of enormous detriment to the ordinary people of Britain.
Come back!
Fight back!
Come back!
Fight back!
You say come back, we say fight back! Come back!
Fight back!
Come back!
Fight back!
You say come back, we say fight back!
Well, to stop the Tories having so many cuts when they give breaks to bankers and the elite. They're screwing the poor to save the rich, and we're not having any more of it. We've got to save the NHS from being privatised. We've seen it in America. Private health systems don't work. So we've got to stop that before it starts. I'm trying to stop Trident as well. Two-pronged attack. Not a three-pronged attack.
I'm here because we need to fight against austerity, which is going to hurt the most vulnerable in our society. I'm a councillor for the Green Party, so everything I stand for is against what the Conservatives stand for. We must protect our NHS and stop it from being sold off. We must fight against the bedroom tax, and we must fight against all the benefit cuts that will hurt the most vulnerable in society, and housing cuts when nobody has anywhere to live. We are running out of time to actually tackle climate change, and if we don't do it in the next 5 years,
David Cameron, go away!
We may well miss our opportunity.
I feel very strongly about the constant cuts that are being made to the NHS and other services that we really need. I also work in the homeless sector, and I cycle to work, and the amount of people that are on the streets, like sleeping in bags, in doorways, you know, so I'm here to, you know, I'm sort of standing up. I'm kind of marching with my feet, as it were. What's happening with benefits, you know, the sanctions, also the what's going to happen, what's going to become of the NHS as well. That really concerns me.
I think the majority of the population have actually not endorsed the Tory plans for cuts. So I don't think it's fair that the rest of us get imposed something that we haven't actually voted for. I don't just think the cuts are sort of unpleasant and unfair. I also just think they're bad economics. It's not the way to get our economic system working again. It's really just an excuse from the Tories to try and force more privatisation upon us and reduce the size of the state, which is a political agenda they have anyway, which has nothing to do with the actual health and long-term economic sustainability of our country.
I'm marching against the Tories, really, like, not just austerity. This is the kind of part of their austerity thing, selling off all this good things like the national parks, the NHS, the BBC. It's just criminal. There's not going to be anything left of this country if we don't stop them. Like, I was really gutted that they got in again.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are marching against austerity, which is amazing in itself. And I mean, look how many people are on the streets today, thousands upon thousands. For us, we're raising awareness about the Hunting Act. David Cameron has promised to bring a repeal on the Hunting Act if he gets into power, and which he has done. He's a keen hunter himself. We're part of Bristol Hunt Saboteurs, and we're here today to have our voices heard and let people know that if you try and hunt, you'll be opposed on every level.
Most of the people who are here, and a large proportion of the population of Bristol and the UK, I'm really upset about the outcome of the recent election, the attacks on the people of this country that are already being threatened. The repeal of human rights, the attacks on the NHS, the problems that we're going to see in terms of the treatment of asylum seekers. I just think that there's a lot of reasons why we all need to come together, not be despondent, but think about how we can organise and how we can try and work together to protect each other and try and make sure that we can defend our public services. The way that we currently vote doesn't work, but I also think that the political system that we have isn't working. I think even with proportional representation, what we see is huge populations within this country that feel disenfranchised. Even if they are allowed to vote, they feel like it's meaningless to them. So I think we need to talk more broadly about politics and about the changes that we need to make in our understanding of politics. The one key turning point has got to be the NHS. I'm really concerned about the cuts in welfare, but what I don't see is a way for the Tories to be able to privatise the welfare system. With the NHS, once it's privatised, we're going to really struggle to get this service back.
The Tories are the problem, not the poor! The Tories are the problem, not the poor!
after this election, I felt very angry. I didn't feel my voice has been represented in Parliament because of the political system, and I feel that it's overrepresenting a certain element in society. I feel that we need to stand up and make our voices be heard against the dominant ideology that is austerity. I think austerity is an excuse to make the rich richer and the poor poorer, and I have to make myself heard. We need to protect our welfare system, otherwise in 5 years we'll be looking back and thinking, where has the safety net gone? People will get ill and their whole lives will fall apart, like in America. We need to look after people. How are the rich contributing to austerity? It's all about cutting things from the poor. The media don't portray it, we don't see it, but we need to look after people who are vulnerable. We can do that.
All of the cuts, everything that the Tories do now is going to affect my child and her life from now on and the future.
I could not believe the decision of this country. When I fell asleep during the election results, I planned to stay up all night. I woke up to find that we have not just got a Tory government, but no opposition in terms of like a majority. And just, oh my God, it's like, how did that happen? The past 5 years have been the worst things that have happened to this country, not just to this country, but the offshoots of people of Palestine. We've got David Cameron have been now just turned out funding Israel to the tune of, was it £30 billion last year for their army to commit genocide on the Palestinian people. That's only one issue. We, as the people, I work as a support worker. My clients have got nothing. Their welfare benefits have been stripped, and they've constantly been stripped away. It's going to get worse and worse. Our NHS has been sold off. Our NHS, like, what makes this country great? I mean, this country has been run by criminals. They've been run by the banksters, I call them. Banksters. The 1% of the people who own the money in this country increased their wealth by 100% over the past 10 years. Doubled their wealth. The people at the bottom of the scale have lost everything. Lost your benefits, lost your right to disability. But this government are criminals. So I'm here today. I brought my children up. We came up here to stand up. And hopefully, we'll continue to stand up. This is going to get worse. The cuts are going to get worse. The privatisation of the NHS is going to get worse. We all have to stand up. Every single one of us. Stand together.
The Tories, they won the election, but we don't have to like their policies. You have to respect the people's voting, but it doesn't mean you have to like it. And I think demonstrating peacefully against that is a good thing to do. And I think everybody who disagrees should come down here and say so.
If they take the Human Rights Act away, we can't even do this. Can't march. I wouldn't mind austerity if the austerity was evenly distributed throughout the population. However, it's being unfairly visited on the poorest.
The more disadvantaged people are becoming even more disadvantaged. We need to make sure that doesn't happen.